Last week I had mentioned when everyone deals with principles that pertain to Malachi Shabbos, it's always important to ask the question, is this uniquely true when it comes to Shabbos? Is this principle based on the requirement of Malachis Machsheves, that Malach on Shabbos has to be a professional craft? Or should we assume that no, this is not limited to Shabbos, but this applies even when it comes to other areas, Lahalacha, as well? We discussed this in the context of Misasek and Malacha Shino Tzrich Lagufa, and this certainly is relevant to the Machlokas Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shimon regarding Davar She'eno Miskavin. A person who on Shabbos performs that which is unintended. The Gemara mentions in Shabbos Navchaveis a case of Gorer Adam Mita Kisei V'Safsal. A person who goes ahead and drags a bench across the lawn, and lo and behold, after doing so, they realize that they made a charitz. They broke up the ground underneath. And breaking up the ground would be a form of choresh, of plowing on Shabbos. That certainly was not the intent of the person who was doing so, and therefore the Gemara terms this a davar she'eno miskavin. What is the halacha in such a case? The machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda maintains that davar she'eno miskavin on Shabbos is osur. We assume the halacha as Rabbi Shimon that davar she'eno miskavin is in fact mutter. Clearly mutter means that is permissible. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says that is considered to be osur? Is that forbidden min HaTorah, or is that forbidden only midrabanan? That is somewhat unclear. And Tosus writes in Yuman Daf Lamed Daled that the principle of Rabbi Yehuda, that davar she'eno miskavin is osur on Shabbos, is only in Isser derabanan. It is not forbidden min HaTorah. And Tosus therefore asks the following question, that if really this is the case, if min HaTorah both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree that that which is unintended is mutter min HaTorah, why is it that Rabbi Shimon maintains that nonetheless it's mutter l'chatchila? Rabbi Yehuda argues that no, it's mutter min HaTorah, but it is aser midrabanan, poter aval aser. And here Tosus raises the critical issue. Let's leave the realm of Shabbos for the time being and deal with other Isurei Torah. What is the case of a davar she'eno miskavin when it comes to other areas lahalacha? And here you find that this as well is machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And this the Gemara has in many different places. The Gemara describes Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, a bris milah which is performed, and there happens to be a nega tzaras in the area of the bris milah. The mohel who performs the act of milah, his concern is to have a milah kshera. Whether he removes or does not remove the nega tzaras, that really is not his mindset, that is not his intent. Well, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's an example of davar she'eno miskavin, which is forbidden min HaTorah. According to Rabbi Shimon, davar she'eno miskavin is in fact mutter. The Gemara writes in Zvachim and Daf Tzali Aleph, Mizalfin Yayin al Gabi Ha'ishim. A person is no der a korban yayin. Yayin to the Mizbeach. It's necessary to take the wine and to pour it on the Mizbeach. Do I have to be concerned with the possibility that the wine might somewhat partially extinguish the Mizbeach? And the Torah tells us, not limited to Shabbos, Eish Tamid Tukad al HaMizbeach Lo Sichta, that one is not allowed in any shape or form to extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. So I have to be concerned that that may or may not occur. The Gemara explains, according to Rabbi Yehuda, davar she'eno miskavin is asur. According to Rabbi Shimon, davar she'eno miskavin is mutter. Unrelated to Shabbos, davar she'eno miskavin is mutter when it comes to cases of tzaras. It's mutter when it comes to kibui hamizbeach. The Mishnah describes, for example, in Kilayim in Perek Tes, two different Mishnayos. One is the following, the Sugi Bava Kama Kuf Yud Gimel. A person is going through customs. They're going to look in your suitcase, but they're not going to tax what you are wearing on your back. I happen to have a very fine baguette of shatnez. Am I allowed to go ahead and to wear that simply for the purpose of Havracha Sameches, for avoiding taxation? The Mishnah in Perek Tes of Kalayim deals with the shatnez issue. The Gemara V'Kama and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel deals with the issue of Dina Malchusa Dina. When is one to avoid payment of a tax and when in fact is not? Clearly the Gemara tells us if this is a fair levy tax, therefore one certainly cannot go ahead and avoid paying that tax. But if it is something, let's say, which is not levied fairly at all, this is not dina de malchusa dina, but chamsanusa de malchusa, only the Jews have to pay the tax. No one else is obligated to do so. That is when the Gemara tells us, at times, a person can engage in the havrachas hameches, many important details, lalacha, but typically speaking, of course, certainly not. Am I allowed to wear that beged of shatnez? The Gemara writes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though there's no intent for hanas levisha, you're not wearing it for that purpose, the davar shenei miskaven is asur, but not according to Rabbi Shimon, or the Mishnah tells us the very same parak, a person mochrik sus, he's a model. He's modeling the next season's line. Sweltering heat, it's the middle of the summer, and he's modeling the winter line. Certainly not hanas levisha. You'll ask him, why are you wearing those clothes now? He'll tell you simply for the purpose of modeling. The Gemara cites that as a machlokas regarding davar shenei miskaven. So in a word, the machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon of davar shenei miskaven is not limited in any shape or form to Shabbos, but it spans even Shar Isurim as well. It doesn't only apply on Shabbos, it applies to Tzaras, and it applies to cases of Shatnez, it applies to Mizalf and Yayin al-Gabi Aishim. The Gemara writes in Nazir and Daf Membeis, a Nazir is not allowed to comb or to cut his hair. What happens simply if he's combing his hair and inadvertently he rips out some of his hair? In such a case as well, when is that and when is not considered to be a davar shenei miskaven? Nothing to do with Shabbos, but davar shenei miskaven, the realm of Nazirus. So if someone were to ask you, the machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, is that a Shabbos issue? Or does that span even Shari Surim? So you would tell him, clearly, this machlokas is not limited to Shabbos. This is a machlokas b'chola tarakula. However, one could ask perhaps a further, maybe even a more pointed question. True, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue in Shari Surim, and Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon argue when it comes to Shabbos, is the machlokas necessarily identical? Do you have to argue what is true there is also true here? Why should one distinguish? Because after all, Shabbos requires Malachas Mavsheres. And maybe that's a reason to distinguish between Shabbos and Shar Isurim. And that is the Chiddush of Tosus and Yuman Daf Lamed Daleth Beis. Tosus raises this issue. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the davar shenei miskaven is asur. Is that min HaTorah or is that only Drabanan? And here Tosus writes a very great Chiddush. When it comes to other areas, Lahalacha, it is absolutely clear that Rabbi Yehuda Shita, davar shenei miskaven is asur, is forbidden min HaTorah. The Shatnez case, the Nazir case, the Tzaras case, all of that is forbidden min HaTorah. What about when it comes to Shabbos? Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the davar shenei miskaven is asur on Shabbos. Is that min HaTorah or is that Drabanan? That's where Tosfos writes the following. Good. One could argue that in Shari Surah, in davar shenei miskaven is an Issa Daraisa. But how can you call that Maleches Machsheves? You take the person aside and you say to him, you know, didn't you realize when you schlep that bench across the lawn that it may or may not result in breaking up the soil? And the person will tell you, you know what, I didn't realize it. Maybe I should have, but I didn't realize it. How can you call that Maleches Machsheves? Maleches Machsheves, Targum writes, Rashi writes, and Beis Daf Yud Gimel, Maleches Umnus. It has to be a conscious, deliberate, professional craft. How can you argue that that is called Maleches Machsheves? So Tosus writes this very great Chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda Shita in Shari Surim is a davar shenei miskaven, is an Issa Daraisa, but on Shabbos, davar shenei miskaven is only an Isser Derabanan. That is Tosus's Chiddush. And Tosus writes, and that is the answer to my earlier question. If both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree that davar shenei miskaven is mutter min HaTorah on Shabbos, why was Rabbi Shimon satisfied with saying it's mutter lechatila? And why did Rabbi Yehuda say no, it is potter aval asur? And that's the Chiddush that Tosfos writes, because after all, according to Rabbi Shimon, as he mentioned last week, whatever is mutter b'chol ha'tarakula can remain mutter on Shabbos. But when you have something that is an issur daraisa in Shari Surim, and the only reason it's mutter min HaTorah on Shabbos is because Shabbos is an exception because of Maleches Machsheves, Midrabanan, we don't treat Shabbos as exception. Midrabanan, we ignore Malachas Machshavis. Midrabanan, we equate Shabbos with Shar Yisurei Torah. And therefore, Tosfos writes, that's the answer. We equate Shabbos with Shar Yisurei Torah. Well, according to Rabbi Shimon, Dover Shein Miskaven is Mutter when it comes to Nazir, and Saras, and Ziluf Yayin. We equate Shabbos with Shar Yisurei Torah. It is Mutter. But Rabbi Yehuda maintains, in all other cases, it's Nisa Daraisa. On Shabbos, it's Mutter only because of Melechus Machshavis. That will remain in Iser Drabana. So therefore, that is one indicator that even though Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon argue on Shabbos, and even though Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon argue in Shari Surim, it's not identical. In Shari Surim, the Machlokas is on a level of Daraisa. When it comes to Shabbos, they only argue one step down regarding an Iser Drabana. So here you see, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Melechus Machshavis is a critical factor in Davar Sheni Miskavin when it comes to Shabbos. The Ran writes a Chiddush, which is somewhat similar, but not according to Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara writes in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, that Rav did not allow his son to go ahead and to remove a splinter. What was the concern? That perhaps by doing so, inadvertently, the son may cause an unnecessary wound? Pasuk in Chumash, Makya Aviv Imo Mos Yumos. That's an Iser Chinek. No? Chayiv Nisa. So in such a case, Rav would not allow his son to go ahead and to perform that procedure on him. Right? Someone else would do it. And if his son was to train physician, he would do it too. Someone else, they would swap. But he would not allow, right, the son to go in and to perform the procedure on the father. The Gemara says that you really have to be concerned about that, that maybe inadvertently you may end up wounding. So Ihachi, the Gemara says, Acher Nami. So why is it limited only to a parent? You're allowed to wound someone else, just don't wound your parent. After all, Pen Yosef Lahakoso, it's Nisa Daraisa to wound others as well. So if you're going to be concerned, you're only concerned about a Chiv Nisa, you're not concerned with an Iser Lav. So Yachi, the Gemara says, Achen Ami. The Gemara says that no, there's a marked difference. Hani, Shigigas Lav. Vahani, Shigigas Fenech. There's a big difference. One is a Chiv Nisa. The other is an Iser Lav Saseh. So therefore, for parents, no. For others, yes. Exactly what does the Gemara mean? It's enough to be careful about Chiyuv Nisa, and you don't have to be so careful about Yisur Lo Saseh. What does the Gemara mean? That Hani Shigas Lav, Hani Shigas Chenek. So Chiddush Aran, Sanhedrin Pidal Nobeis, writes the following Chiddush. This is all the Davar Shinim Yiskavim. Right? The intent certainly is to help, to heal. The intent is not inadvertently to go ahead and to wound in any shape or form. If that happens, it's a davar shenei miskavin. And the Gemara is telling us a fantastic chiddush, and that is Rabbi Shimon Shita. The davar shenei miskavin is mutter, is only when it comes to that which is in iser lav, but no iser misa. Saras, kilayim, mezalfin yami agabin ayishim, nazir, all of them is in iser lav. It's not an Avera Chamura that one would be Chayiv Kari Sarisa. Rabbi Shimon Shita, the Davar Shenei Miskavin is Mutter, is only when it comes to an Iser Lav, but not when it comes to an Iser Misa. And therefore, Makka Avri the Ima Mos Yumas, Davar Shenei Miskavin is Aser. And the Ran immediately asks, if that's true, so what about Shabbos? The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chav Beis, that's the Machlokas of Rabbi Shimon. Goron Mito Kisir Asavso. Shabbos. Melechus Machshavos Aser Torah. If not for Melechus Machshavos, I would have argued that Davar Sheni Miskavin should have been in Isra Daraisa when it comes to Shabbos, because that's like Maka of the Imamos Yumas. And therefore, the reason that Rabbi Shimon allows the Davar Sheni Miskavin on Shabbos is only because of Melechus Machshavos. So that's the second possibility. And that's the view that you have of the Ran, that Shabbos is not the same as other Isurim. Tosus distinguished within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Ran distinguishes within the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. A further possible difference. Secretion. When we discuss the case of Davar Sheni Miskavin, a person is doing A, and result B may or may not occur. But what happens if you're dealing with a case that invariably, 10 out of 10 cases, A results in B? So the Gemara tells us, Molda Rav Shimon b'psigresha v'lo yamos. If something is a psigresha, the Gemara writes in Shabbos and Daf Ayin Hey, later in Daf Kuf Gimel, in such a case, psigresha certainly is asur. So I ask you the following question. Psigresha, is that an issur daraisa, or is that an issur derabbanan? It seems from the Gemara that psigresha is an issur daraisa. But there is a shita mekumetzes. This is found not in Maseches Shabbos, it's found in Maseches Ksuvos and Dafeyim and Beis, right? The Shita Mekobetza, Shita Yeshana, that writes the following Chiddush. You ask me, is Psik Reisha forbidden in HaTorah? Or is it an Issa Drabanan? Guess what? It depends. In Shari Surim, a Psik Reisha is an Issa Daraisa. But on Shabbos? You're right. I take the guy aside and I said to him, 10 out of 10 times, didn't you realize that by taking that bench and dragging it across my lawn, that you were going to ruin my lawn? And the guy will say, you know what, I should have realized it. He'll be very contrite and very apologetic. I didn't mean to do so, but I didn't realize that would happen. You're right. Had I stopped to think, I would have realized that a 100-pound bench is going to make a charitz in the ground. But I didn't realize it. Shita Kobetz is right. If the bottom line is that the person did not realize that, how can you call that Malachas Machshavas? How can you call it Malachas Machshavas? So therefore, the Shita Mekubetzes is right, the fact that in Yichidish, that a Psik Reisha in Shari Surim is forbidden in HaTorah. But a Psik Reisha on Shabbos is only in Issur Drabanan. And now I can add that to the list. Why is Psik Reisha in Issur Drabanan on Shabbos? Ooh, precisely because in Shari Surim, a Psik Reisha is in Issur Daraisa. It's only allowed on Shabbos min HaTorah because of Malachas Machshavas. Nidrabanan, we equate Shabbos with Shar Issurei Torah. That's the view of Shita Mekubetzes and Ksuvos and Dafei. Tosus even quotes an interesting chiddush, Shabbos Kuf Yud Mabez. How do we pass them? Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Shimon. Well, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos we pass them like Rabbi Shimon. The Dabar Shinim Iskavein is Mutter. Tosus quotes the Shiltos that we only pass them like Rabbi Shimon on Shabbos because of Malachas Machshavas. But when it comes to all other areas of halacha, we're going to pass them like Rabbi Yehuda Shita that Dabar Shinim Iskavein is Asa. We don't assume the halacha as that Shiltos. We assume Dabar Shinim Iskavein is Mutter across the board. That's what Tosus writes. But the Shiltos goes as far as to assume that we distinguish the halacha. On Shabbos, you're not going to be chayiv for Dabar Shinim Iskavein, but in Shari Surim, then yes. And here is a fascinating further distinction, and that is a Psik Reisha v'lo Nechal. The Gemara tells us the following. If something is a Dabar Shinim Iskavein, Rabbi Shimon says it is Mutter. If something is a Psik Reisha, then Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's Asr. This is some like Grover Shonim against that Shita Mekubetzes. Psik Reisha? So it's an Issa Daraisa. But the Gemara tells us that's only true if it's a Psik Reisha, which is Nechale. If it's something that you desire. If it's something that you don't desire. Or even something Rashi writes in Shabbos Kuf Gimel, something that you really don't care about. You don't care about. That's a Psik Reisha d'lo Nechale. And it's explicit in the Gemara that a Psik Reisha d'lo Nechale is Mutter Min HaTorah. A Psik Reisha d'lo Nechale Shabbos Kuf Gimel is Mutter Min HaTorah. What's unclear from the Gemara is a Psik Reisha d'lo Nechale Mutter L'chadchila, or is a Psik Reisha d'lo Nechale in Isser D'Rabbanan. It's clear in the Gemara you're not chayim for a Psik Reisha d'lo Nechale. What's unclear is Mutter or Potter. And that is the classic machlokus between Tosfos and the Aruch. The Aruch maintains that a Psik Reisha d'Nechale is Mutter l'chatzimah. Mutter l'chatzimah. It's Mutter. And Tosfos maintains, no, that's not true, that a Psik Reisha d'Nechale is an Isser D'Rabbanan. It's Potter Avolasim.
So both the Aruch and Tosus agree that if Sigreish Lenechli is Mutter Min HaTorah, that's explicit in the Gemara, whether it's Mutter Lechatchila Nisid Rabbanan, Aruch Mutter, according to Tosus, it is Potter. When you read Tosus, you get the impression that, you know what, the Machlokas, Tosus and Aruch, on a level of Rabbanan. Whether Psigreish Lenechle is Mutter, whether Psigreish Lenechle is in fact Potter. When you look more carefully in Tosus, you see that, you know what? That the Aruch and Tosus are arguing on a level of Daraisa. They're arguing Min HaTorah. How can they be arguing Min HaTorah? The Aruch says it's Mutter, and Tosus says it's an Isser, the Rabbanan, it's Potter. No, but really they're arguing Min HaTorah. In what sense? Because of the following. Why is it that the Aruch maintains that if Sigresha, the Lonechale is Mutter? So I would present this as follows. Step one is that Davar Sheni Miskavi is Mutter Lechatkiva. Step two, if something is of Sigresha, that's Aser, that's some Aser Darais, like Rov Rishonim, Aser Darais. Now, the Gemara writes, that's only if it's Nechale. If it's Lo Nechale, then not. Then not what? The Aruch assumed as follows. It is only considered to be a Tzigresha if it's Nechale. If it's Lo Nechale, it's not even something that you care about at all. We get back to square one, but that's called a Dover Shenem Iskaveh. That's called a Dover Shenem Iskaveh. So therefore, according to the Aruch, a Tzigresha de Lo Nechale is back to your starting point of a Dover Shenem Iskaveh. If it's a Dover Shenem Iskaveh, it's Mutter. Lechatchila, a davar sheni miskaven is mutter lechatchila. Tosus maintains as follows: once you get to step two, and you argue something is a psikresha, how can you argue it's eno miskaven? How can you argue it's eno miskaven? Literally, psikresha below yamos, as the Rambam describes. You take an animal, you cut off its head, and you claim that you only intended to decapitate, but you didn't intend to kill. Sigresha, below yamos. You've cut off its head, you are killing the animal. Sigresha, below yamos. Once something is a sigresha, how can you say that it ain't no miskaven? Well, if that's true, why is it that if it's lonechale, that that's mutter min hatorah? So Tosus writes in one line the following chiddush. If it's lonechale, it's a malacha she'eino tzrich legufa. What does that mean? Oh, as follows. The read. Malacha she'eino tzrich legufa means as follows. That, you know what? It's not enough on Shabbos, the what question, right? What are you doing? But as the read says, we have to ask you also, why? Why are you doing it? The only time that you're chai is if you do it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. So good, you intended to do that which you did. If I ask you, what are you doing? Absolutely clear. But if I ask you, why are you doing so? Why? Well, if it's lo nechale, if it's not something you desire, and it's not something that you care about at all, obviously, you're not doing it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. When they would engage in these activities in the Mishkan, obviously, they did so deliberately, for a desired result. If I ask you, why are you doing it? And your answer is, I really didn't want this to happen, or I really couldn't care less, it's lavich paslei, you're obviously not doing it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. So therefore, Tosus writes as follows. Step one, Darash Hashem is coming. Step two, it's a psikresha. If it's a psikresha, there's no recourse, you're never going to get back to square one. If it's a psikresha, it is a Darash Hashem is coming. So why is it Mutter Min HaTorah? Step three. Because if you're not doing it for a desired result, it's a davar she'eino miskaven, which becomes Malacha she'eino tzrich legufa. Good. Leaves the world the davar she'eino miskaven, and now it is a Malacha she'eino tzrich legufa. Tier three. So the Machlokas is Aruch and Tosus, whether Psikresh Le'echale is one, or whether it is three. Well, if it's a davar she'eino miskaven, it's Mutter. And if it's a malacha she'eino tzrich legufa, it is potter. Because malacha she'eino tzrich legufa, right, is potter. It's not mutter lechatchila. That's the machlokes between Tosus and the Aruch. So they argue on a level of the Rabbanon whether psigresha l'nechale is something which is mutter or something that's potter. But here I'll tell you at the key. Let's leave Shabbos. Let's enter the realm of Shar Isurim. Let's come up with a case of a psigresha l'nechale, which is not Shabbos, which is Shar Isurim. According to the Aruch, it's a Dover Shinemi Skavim, which is mutter. And according to Tosus, on Shabbos, it's potter because it's a malacha shino tzirich legufa, but in Shar Isurim, if sigresh l'nechale is an iser daraisa. That's the key. The Tosus and the Aruch are arguing min hatorah. On Shabbos, they happen to agree, for two different reasons, that it's mutter min hatorah, but when you leave the world of Shabbos, they're going to be arguing about an issue which is in fact min hatorah. That's the machlokes between Tosos and the Aruch. Well, let's assume, for example, that's the Tosos and Shabbos kuf yudim aveis. Tosos and the Rosh discuss the following. Let's assume you have a medical procedure, not one of pikuach nefesh, not one of pikuach nefesh. And this medical procedure could result in sirus, could result in sterility. That's the case the Tosos and the Rosh discuss. And the doctor will tell you that this is an absolutely secondary effect of this procedure. It's a psikresha. It is obviously something which is a psikresha dvonechale. What is psikresha dvonechale outside of the realm of Shabbos? According to the Aruch, Tosus explains mutter. According to Tosus Ashita, it's forbidden min hatorah. That's what Rabbi Kveger writes in Ochos Vasa B'Cholav Yerodeya Simin Pei Zayin. Simin Pei Zayin. The Ramah discusses the following case where a person is cooking up a dish that potentially or ends up being Vasa B'Cholav that a person has no benefit from whatsoever. Now, the Ramah writes the following. A guy tells you, will you do me a favor, right? Put the pot on the stove. Put the pot on the stove. An innocent request. Oh, the Ramah writes, wait a second, you know, what exactly is in that pot? Maybe it's basa, maybe it's challah. I look, it's only challah. Good, it's only challah, but maybe an hour ago, the guy used this to cook meat. No, in which case, that would be an instance of basa b'challah. We'll get there in a minute, but Rabbi Kveg writes, maybe that's called a psikresha. I'll have to talk about that. Maybe that's called a psikresha. But I'm not benefiting in any shape or form from this act of bishul. This is a psikresha d'lon echale. Even if it ends up, right, being bishul basa b'chala, but a psikresha d'lon echale. So Rabbi Kveg writes a brief comment. What is the lach of a psikresha d'lon echale in hokas basa b'chala? So Rabbi Kveg writes, well, according to the Aruch, it's mutlach hachil, but according to Tosus, it's an Issa Daraisa. Yeah, that's the Tosus. And Shabbos and Daf Kuf Gimel. Because if on Shabbos, the only reason that it is mutter is because it's a malacha shino tzrich legufa, that will notch down on Shabbos, but it won't affect Shar Yisurim. You know, I'll even go a step further and tell you, let's add this to my list, that a psikresha d'vonechale according to Tosus is an Issa Daraisa in Shar Isurim. So therefore, on Shabbos, it's not going to be mutter. On Shabbos, it's going to at least be an Isser Drabanan, because Midrabanan, we're going to equate Shabbos with Shar Isurim. And since a psikresha d'vonechale in Shar Isurim is forbidden in HaTorah, so therefore, you know what? On Shabbos, it's going to be an Isser Drabanan. And Tosus disagrees with the Rosh. Because the Rosh writes, and that's Sugi in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yod, the Rosh writes, you know the Aruch Shita, that a psikresha d'lo nechale is mutter? The Rosh writes, that's only true on Shabbos. But when it comes to Shar Isurim, even the Aruch would agree that a psikresha d'lo nechale is chayim. And Tosus disagrees. Tosus says that certainly is not true. The Aruch Shita is not limited to Shabbos. The Aruch Shita applies even when it comes to Shari Surim. Tosus even writes in Ksuvas and Davav The Ikar Rayasa, the main Raya of the Aruch, is Hod Mezalfin Yayin Al Gave Ha'ishim. No, pouring that wine on the Mizbeach. That, to a small extent, extinguishes the Mizbeach. That's a psigresha, delo, nechle. You don't benefit from extinguishing the Mizbeach. In other words, the Aruch's main Raya is from Shari Surim. So Tosus maintains that when the Aruch says a psigresha nechle is mutter, it applies even to Shari Surim. And the Rosh disagreed and wanted to suggest that no, the Aruch Shita of Psigreshon Leichle is only true when it comes to Shabbos, but in Shari Surim it's in Issa Daraisa. So, of course, Tosus disagrees with that Rosh. Tosus has to disagree with that Rosh. No, because what did the Rosh maintain? In Shari Surim, the Aruch would maintain it's in Issa Daraisa, and in Shabbos it is Mutter Lechatchila. That dichotomy, according to Tosus, is too great. Too great. If you assume it's mutter in Shari Surim, then you can argue it's mutter on Shabbos. But if you're going to maintain that something is chayiv min hator in Shari Surim, it is never going to be mutter on Shabbos. So what the Aruch tells us that a psigresha delo nechale is mutter on Shabbos, you know what, that's an indicator that it cannot be usher in Shari Surim. Because if it would be chayiv min hatorah, and the only reason it would be mutter on Shabbos is because of Melechus Marsheves, then it shouldn't be mutter, it should be potter. Because the Tosus always assumes that midrabanan, we equate Shabbos with Shar Yisurei Torah. That's the Chiddush of Tosus Hashita. It's a fascinating machlokes as to whether something which is of Sigresha can ever be called a Dover Shinim Yiskadim. The Aruch maintains, good, it's of Sigresha. But nonetheless, if it's something which is on Echle, we can call it Dover Shinim Yiskadim. And Tosus says, by definition, that is not true. By definition, that's not true. See, I would argue as follows. This is what Rabbi Chanan writes in the Kovet Shemes Vechaz Beitza in Os Yud Ches. He writes the following. Why is it that Psigresha is us? Why is it us? One could suggest that or express it one of two ways. One way maybe is as follows. That you know what? You should have. You should have. No? In other words, that you're dragging, right, a 100-pound bench across the ground, you should have realized that this is what's going to happen. And therefore, if it's a psigresha, it's kimis kavindan. You should have anticipated that that would occur. The halacha expects that you're going to realize that. Maybe one could argue, that which one would argue is even more tighter. It's not a matter of you should have, could have, would have. Maybe I would argue that if something is a psigresha, it's a tautology. No, that A equals B. A equals B. No, in the following sense, psigresha v'lo yamos. A guy says, I didn't intend to kill that animal. All I intended to do was to decapitate. Good psigresha. So you're going to turn to the person and say what? You should have realized that by cutting off its head, that will cause the cessation of life. Maybe you would argue something which is kind of more basic and say, well, decapitation is netilas neshama. That is netilas. Not that you should have realized. One of the malachos of Shabbos is netilas neshama. If you cut off, that is netilas neshama. Not a matter of yes or no. If, for example, that there's a baharis in the Makam Hamila, and you go ahead and remove the orla, that is Ktitzas Baharis. What do you mean? You didn't intend to cut off the Baharis. That is cutting off the Baharis. In other words, that invariably A equals B. A and B are inseparable. Inseparable. See, if that's true, then that's what Tosus maintains. You can never argue that once something is of Sigresha, in any shape or form, it's a Davar Shenum Yiskaven. Intent for A is B. And if there's any psur, the psur has to be something else. That's something else, for example, for the why question, but not the what question. The Aruch seems to assume as follows that, well, you know what? If something is a psigresha, A and B remain distinct, but you should have realized that that would occur. I understand that you dragged that heavy bench across the ground and that ended up making a charitz. You should have realized that that would occur. But if you didn't realize it, and you didn't benefit from it, okay, so we will allow A and B to remain distinct,
And therefore, of Psigresha, the Lonechli is going to be that which is mutter. It's a fascinating possibility that the reason of Psigresha is Aser is because A and B are inseparable. Not because of anticipation. See, if it's because you should have realized, maybe one could distinguish between Shabbos and other areas. No? So in other areas, you should have realized. But in Shabbos, should have is not enough. Right? Because after all, maybe that's not called Meleches Machsheves. But if you argue that A and B are inseparable, so therefore intent for A is B, and that is considered to be that which is sufficient. It's a fascinating possibility. Rabbi Kineger also there in Yarden, in page 9, raises that other issue, something which he calls, sounds unusual, but a suffix psigresha. A suffix psigresha. So almost it sounds incongruous, that if psigresha means invariably yes, and a suffix means that what, it may or may not occur? May or may, what exactly does that mean? A suffix psigresha? So Rabbi Kineger explains exactly his intent, and this is a lengthy tal, it's in Shintei Zayin, and that is the following, that sometimes the element of doubt is projecting forward. Projecting forward. Sometimes the element of doubt is not forward, but rather simply it is in the past. What was the situation? What was the situation? For example, in that case that I mentioned, the guy says, do me a favor, turn off the stove, do me a favor, stir the pot. Can I honestly argue as follows? That's not a psigresha because I don't know what its contents is. And I don't know whether it's basar b'chalav. And even if it looks like milk, maybe he did, or maybe he did not cook meat a few minutes earlier. All of those doubts are in the past. It's a suffix l'sha'avar. It's not a suffix l'haba. Rabbi Kveger writes the following possibility that maybe if the suffix is l'sha'avar, it's just simply a chisan yediya, maybe that's still called a psigresha. I see there's a refrigerator. I want to open it on Shabbos. So I'll say, you know what? It's a dover shena miskaveh because maybe the light bulb is unscrewed. And maybe if you open the door, the light bulb is not going to go on. Lo and behold, I open, light bulb goes on. Well, I said, well, wasn't a psigresha because maybe, is that really true? Whether the light bulb was or was not unscrewed, right? We're not projecting forward. In terms of whether what I am doing is going to make a charitz or whether it's not going to make a charitz. Here, the suffix is just simply a suffix Rabbi Kveger writes, l'shavar. And that chiddush Rabbi Kveger writes is that maybe a suffix l'shavar is called a psigresha. And therefore you can't just simply dismiss it and say, this is a davar sheni miskaveh. See, the Taz discusses, right, in earlier times, right, everyone had their bread box in the kitchen. No, that you want to make sure you have your bread, you have your mezonos, doesn't become infested in any shape or form. So you used to have a bread box, which was sitting there, not so long ago. So in such a case, the Taz discusses Shintei Zayin, the following: open the bread box, and I go ahead and take out the bread. Good. Now I want to go ahead and put the bread back into the box. The Taz writes the following: it's not so unusual, you know, when conditions were different that, you know what, some animals, some insects could have made their way into that bread box. This is what the Taz writes in Shulchanach, in which case, when I close that box, maybe that's an act of tzeda. Maybe I am capturing that animal. So maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe a bug is there, maybe a bug is not there. That's what the Taz discusses. Is that called Dorashin and Iskaven, or is that called a psigresha? Maybe the bug is there or it's not there. Well, guess what? Take a look. And you're not projecting forward. You want to know just simply a state of reality as to whether now, before I do anything at all, whether it is or is not there. Can I honestly say, well, that's called a davar sheni miskaveh? Or do you say, no, a suffix l'sha'avar, one is obligated to go ahead and to look, that's Rabbi Kveger discusses, whether that is or whether it is not called cases of a psigresha. But in the broader understanding, right, that machlokes between Tosus and Arach, a fascinating possibility that maybe the definition of psigresha is invariably when something is considered to be so, so tight. There's a fascinating comment that the Or Sameach has. The Gemara discusses in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Gimel Beis the following. A person has a hadas and it has more berries than leaves. As is, that hadas is possible. But you know what? It's not that it's a psumin. It's not that it can never be used. If you just simply pluck off the berries, so now the hadas will be kosher. You can't use it as is. You have your dalaminim and it's laden with berries. That's no good. But if you'll pluck them off, that's a fine. But the Gemara says, ve'ein mematin b'yantif. But you can't do this on yantif. No? Why? Because if you do this on yantif, you pick off the berries, on yantif you have transformed the hadas which was pasul to hadas which is kosher. That's the problem of tikkun mana. You're rectifying, right, a psul. And therefore, if something cannot be used, and you make it now, that it has its utility, so in such a case, that's a form kosher shot of tikkun mana on the level of drabana. Just like you can, for example, be mafrish shumas and maisros. You have the tevel that you cannot utilize, so if you're mafrish shumas and maisros on Shabbos, now the tevel, right, it's no longer tevel, now it's fit to use, so one of these surim the Rambam writes is one of tikkun mana. So therefore, in matan b'yantif, you can't go ahead and pick these berries on yantif itself. The Gemara says the following, what happens if I'm hungry, and I like these berries? So liktan achila. So I pick up the berries because I'm interested in eating. The Gemara says, ooh, that should be mutter. The Gemara says, wait, how can that be mutter? Isn't that a psikresha? Isn't that a psikresha? Well, when you pick the berries, the hadas will necessarily become kosher. So the Gemara says, that's a psikresha. The Gemara answers, lo tzricha de islay hoshana achrita. He has other hadasim. These aren't the hadassim he's using, right? His hadassim are in the corner, right there, being under special watch to use for the purpose of the mitzvah. He has other hadassim, so this hadass has more berries than these. So if isle al shanachrita, then one can go ahead and pick it for the purpose of eating. What exactly does that mean? Not so clear exactly. The Gemara says, if you're picking it off, the hadass becomes kosher. That's a psikresha. The Gemara says isle hashanachrita. One possibility, ooh, the aruch. It's a psikresha, but if you're not intending to use this for your rule of esrog, then this is a psikresha d'lonechale. And if it's a psikresha d'lonechale, that's mutla chatchila. That's one possibility. Another possibility, Rashi writes something quite fascinating, Sukkah Bafamid Gimel, and that is, what are we dealing with here? Tikkun mana, maka bepatish? There's certain malachos that your intent, your mindset, is absolutely critical. You're not going to be chayev for making something into a kli if you do not intend to make it into a kli. Whether something is called a kli or whether it's not, that's a function of your mindset. Your das will determine whether it is or is not. So therefore, this thing, Hashanah Chrita, and you don't intend to, there, Rashi writes in Mishnah Chiddush, when it comes to that malach of tikkun mana, makke b'patish. Doesn't makke b'patish take play into account your mindset? For one person, it can be makke b'patish. For other person, it's not. And therefore, you're not going to be chayiv. Interesting Chiddush. We look in the Rambam, in Perches Tokos Ula, the Rambam writes that if you have a hadas, don't pick off its berries because you're making it into a hadas which is kosher. But the Rambam writes, but if likta ma'achila, if you picked it because you happen to be hungry, then you're okay. Likta ma'achila is mutter. You know what the difficulty is? The Rambam left out the punchline of the Gemara. Vahu de islay hoshana achrita. The Rambam left out the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Likta achila is mutter. The Gemara says, how can it be a subsegration? The Gemara answers, islay hoshana achrita. So that's what the Nosei Kelim, Nosei Meach, they were so bothered. The Rambam left out the answer of the Gemara, Behu de Islei Hoshana Achrita. The Nosei Meach explains as follows. The Rambam understood Psikresha, like we explained according to Tosos, means a tautology. Right? Meaning, A and B are inseparable. Inseparable. Decapitation is killing. Is killing. Not that you should have, could have. It is. No. I'll ask you the following question. I have a hadas. And the person is picking up berries. Because he's hungry. I'll say to you, is that tikkun mana? So what's the answer? It depends.
If it's Le'oshan Achritza, then no, but if less Le'oshan Achritza, then ooh. Once you argue, once you answer, it depends, cannot be a psikresha. Cannot be a psikresha. If I say it's a capitation killing, the answer is not, it depends. The answer is absolutely yes. Here you can't argue absolutely. The Gemara does not mean to say, according to the Rambam, that you have a dalet minim. The Gemara means to say as follows, that whether or not we will call this a psikresha depends on whether you have a dalet minim or not. That cannot be a psikresha. Once the answer is so complicated, you can't say yes or no. You have to say it depends. By definition, it cannot be a psikresha. That's what the Rambam leaves out, Buddhist Le'oshan Achritza. It doesn't mean you have a dalet minim. Once the answer is sometimes yes or sometimes no, then as long as the Dabar Shinim is Kavin, that's considered to be that which is mutter. Because psigresha means that by definition, A invariably results in B. If there's any other variable that you have to kind of consider, so then you cannot call it any longer psigresha. It's a fascinating possibility. It seems that way from Rashi, it seems that way from the Shulchan Aruch HaGiborim. That's a fascinating possibility. Now, I would argue all this is built on that understanding. Psigresha means as Kishmo Keinu, Psigresha of Lo Yamos. You cannot decapitate without killing. That means A and B are inseparable. Whenever you have to introduce another variable, right, then already, as long as the Dabar Shinim is Kavin, that itself would be that which is mutter. But a fascinating machlokus regarding the case of Dorosh and Miskavein. What is the Sidaraisa? What is the Sidrabana and Shabbos and Shari Surim and the fasting applications, the machlokus between Tosus and the Arach. So if he is picking off in order to make the Hadas Kasha, that's the Dabar HaMiskavein. But if he's doing it to eat, then the Rama writes he's good. He can eat. Right. And lo and behold, now he can use it for his Dalet Minim. I'll tell me it's a Psigresha. It's not a psikresha of picking berries. It's not a psikresha of tikkun mana. Because if he would have another dalet minim, that would not be called. And that's good enough. The if, in order to say it's no longer a psikresha. So if it's a dabar hamiskavein, then not. But as long as it remains a dabar sheni miskavein, that will be okay.
Just because all this the